podcast. We're here with one of our best and brightest students, Amber Gunnison. Welcome, Amber.
Hi.
And welcome, Mr. Remanap.
Hello, Mr. Haddon. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber recently was selected to be in the Grand Rapids Ballet's The Nutcracker this holiday season, so we want to talk to her a little bit about what she's doing.
Exactly. So, Amber, tell us how you got involved with ballet first.
My parents started out putting me in ballet when I was 2 at Kathy's, and I did like tap and jazz and lyrical and stuff, and then I really grew to like ballet, so I started focusing more on ballet. And then when I was in middle school, I tried out for Grand Rapids Ballet, and then I tried out for junior company, which is like a step higher than just Grand Rapids Ballet, and you kind of get treated like a professional. So I tried out for that, and I made it, and so I've been doing it ever since. And we have, 6 performances every year, including the Nutcracker.
Wow, it must take a ton of practice to get really good at ballet. How often and how many times a week do you practice your dance?
Every night, every day. You have to give up a lot of your time, I don't get much free time to do anything. It's just on Christmas break, I don't dance. But every night I spend there till 8 o'clock.
Well, Amber, you're also an awesome student. How do you balance your time with school and dancing?
It's really hard. I find a lot of times I'm doing homework on the way to school and on the way to dance. And at 9 o'clock at night, and just trying to fit it in anywhere I can.
Okay. Between dancing and school, you probably have quite a bit of stress and pressure. How do you relieve the stress and pressure, or is dancing kind of a release for you?
Dancing is a release for me. That's a place where I go where I just kind of block out the real world, and I'm in the moment.
Good.
Tell us a little bit about the Nutcracker, how you got involved in it, how you tried out, how you made it, all those types of things.
Well, I've been doing it since I was in 6th grade. So every year you try out to get a part in the Nutcracker. You don't get to choose what part you try out for. You just try out for any part, and they pick from there. But you get a number, and you get a sign-up sheet, and you try out for, it's an hour class with 150 kids in the class.
Holy mackerel.
And then they narrow it down to about 50 kids.
Wow. Good for you. Tell us a little bit about your role. What is it? I have to say, I don't know anything about the Nutcracker. Can you tell us about it? I haven't seen it. Isn't that sad? It's pretty sad. Tell us a little about the ballet itself and then your role in the ballet.
Well, the ballet is about Clara. And she dreams, she starts out at a party with all her relatives, and she goes to sleep and she dreams of this magical world where there's a king and a queen, and she kind of just goes through this magic world where she wants to be. And my role is the party girl, so I'm at the party, and I'm a snob. So
what?
I have to act
I have a hard time
snobby.
Seeing you in that role, Amber.
So I have to act snobby, and my family is the snobby family where we just kind of roam around and we're better than everyone else. And so it's kind of a fun role to play because that's not my character. So
no, it's not.
Kind of, you have to really, it took a while to actually really get into the character, and sometimes you have to block everything out for an hour before the show to try to get into that character because it is hard to get there.
This is a professional ballet company, correct?
Yes.
So do you get paid to do this?
No, I don't.
What?
I wish.
No,
I
you
wish.
Need to have Mr. Remanap and I be your negotiator.
Yeah, we should be your agents. Is that something you're hoping to do as a career as you get older? Is maybe
yes.
Dance professionally?
Yeah, I will dance professionally. I don't know if it will be with Grand Rapids Ballet. I want to travel and go somewhere else and try different places and see what's out there, but it's definitely...
Okay, when you say travel, are you talking New York, the big time?
Yeah, New York, Florida. Florida State has a really good dance place there. So.
Okay, excellent. What's your favorite part of the performance?
I like just performing in front of people. It when I hear it's full and it's a full stage, and it's like the best feeling to just see everyone smiling. And like after the show, we'll do meet and greets, and people will come up and just want to take pictures with you and get your autograph and stuff. And that's like
that
the best feeling.
So that is so cool. We're just really proud of you. It's really impressive that you can be a performer at that high of a level, yet still maintain great grades and be the awesome kid you are here at school. So we're super proud of you, and we thank you for your hard work at school, outside of school. We're just really proud that you are now here.